You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going very well.
We are currently both battling sicknesses, so that's kind of cool.
Woo woo.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything too terrible, but we're dealing.
Yeah.
So, I just want to be the first to say congratulations to you and your wife, Shauna, on the new addition to the Hollow Sky crew. So, congrats.
Thanks. I appreciate it. She is a fucking doll.
She is.
She's awesome.
Haven't got to meet her yet because of the sickness, but hopefully soon I'll get to come and hang out.
Oh, yeah. She's a sleepy girl.
Me too.
Yeah, she just eats and sleeps.
That's the life.
Yep. But I love her. She's fucking adorable. And my son, he's doing great with her, which is awesome.
He's going to be a dope big brother.
For sure.
Is a dope big brother, I should say.
For show.
Today, we're going to do something a little different. We got a lot of little tidbits we've been thinking on. Nothing really enough to warrant a whole episode, I guess I should say. So we're just going to do kind of a little freestyle thing, talk about stuff's been on our minds, stuff in current events and, you know, shit like that. It's going to be cool. We're just going to talk.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. But first, we got to get through the business. So, check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Search up Hollow Sky Podcast and come and find us and hang out with us. Tell us some creepy stories. Just interact with everybody else out there. Share memes. Share wild news articles. Just, we're on those all the time, so we're easy to get in contact with. If you do have a weird encounter you'd like to share, Kyle's about to tell you how to do it. So, hey, Kyle, how do they do it?
Well, we have a hotline, and you can call that hotline at 1-877-800-HOLLOW, or you can use the voice recorder app on your smartphone, then shoot it over to us at the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can write and submit us a story to the email. I mean, just about any way you can imagine of getting a hold of us, you can. Hell, you're more than welcome. If you would rather call in and tell your story. We're good with that too. We have the ability to accept phone calls and record them. We'll do that too. It doesn't really matter. We want to hear your stories because they're a lot of fun for us to listen to and talk about.
Yeah, get at us and we'll set something up. Do a little interview. That'd be cool. It'd be something different.
Yeah, even if it was 15 minutes long. It's just a change of pace. Then we can ask questions in real time, you know, and have them answers and have that feedback right then and there.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Switch it up a little bit. If you're checking us out through Apple or iTunes podcast, be sure to hop over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review, which you guys have been doing hella dope on lately. I got a ton of them I got to read, but I'm not going to do them all at once so I don't run out. But the next one on the list is Darth Reven again. Thanks for multiplying it up there, buddy. But he gave us a 5-star and said, I'd love to hear your guys' take on mountain giants and rake-like creatures. Well, do not fret. Mountain giants, or giants in particular, is definitely on the list.
For sure.
Of things we're going to talk about eventually in future episodes. But up until that point, you're just going to have to hold tight. And I just want to say, you guys are doing awesome as far as getting our name out there, sharing the episodes, and sharing the podcast as a whole. Like, I know we're broken record talking about downloads, but they're going through the roof. You guys are the best fan base we could ask for.
For sure.
So thank you so much for shouting us out. The first thing before I get into a listener story, I want to share a little piece of audio that my cousin recorded last week from about 3 miles from my house. He messaged me on Facebook and he's like, I'm hearing something down here at our place and I don't know what the hell it is. So it's just a tiny little 10-second clip. He said the sound went on for about 30 seconds, but he didn't have the wherewithal to grab his phone until the last 10 seconds. So the audio might be kind of hard to hear. But it's sort of, it's a scream is what you can hear in the background. And to kind of set up the location, it's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It's on the bluffs along the river road, tons of wooded forest area. And he was out with his buddy working on their truck out in the shed and he started hearing this. So he popped his phone out and got about 1.5 of these screams. So I just wanted to get everybody's thoughts on it. I posted it on the Facebook. And a lot of people have heard it, and we've been getting everything from red fox to cougars, mountain lions, panthers, Sasquatch. I just thought I'd put on the podcast and let you guys hear it. Then you can comment, let us know what you think it is, if you've ever heard anything similar. So I'm going to play that for you right now. We'll probably play it a couple times, 2 or 3, and let you guys listen to it and just let us know what you think. So pretty wild, right?
It is pretty wild. I personally don't think it's a panther. I mean, I could be wrong. There's always that possibility, but
panthers aren't around here or aren't supposed to be around here.
Well, there's a lot of people in Calhoun that say they are here.
Yeah, that's true.
And my dad, when he was younger, said he seen one in the area, so
I had a buddy swear by seeing one when he was deer hunting too.
You know, and most the thing that gets me is most of the time that these big cats are spotted and heard, a lot of people describe them as one thing, and that is like a woman screaming. And to me, what we just heard did not sound like a woman screaming at all.
No, I've actually been up in the same area where this was recorded at. I spend a lot of time up there in the woods and shit. And I have heard either, I think it was a bobcat probably, and it sounded like a woman screaming, and it did not sound like this.
Right.
And I got a few people, not a lot, but a few people saying that it sounds like a red fox. Well, I'm not an animal specialist or anything, but that sounds like there's a lot more meat behind it than a tiny little fox.
I agree.
That's just my theory.
I agree 100%. I don't see it being a fox, but once again, I could be wrong. I mean, that I'm not going to argue that fact either.
Oh, it's too, it's too alien, for lack of a better term, for me to even make a guess. You know what I mean? Not like alien in the sense that, oh, it came from outer space, but alien in the sense that it's, I'm just not familiar with it. So I don't know. There are some trail cams up that way that I haven't made up to check, but I plan on it. So maybe we'll have a Squatch photo.
That'd come be awesome.
Out. That would be dope.
That'd be too cool.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, me either.
I just throw the trail cam down and the memory card down and leave. Just say, see ya.
Just turn around and go back to bed.
Yeah.
I'm done.
But anybody who has any kind of theory on what we have captured, well, not we, but my little cousin captured on audio there, please tell us what you think. We are anxious to hear what everybody says. So today's, switching gears a little bit, today's listener
submission
comes from Reddit. I found this story and I asked permission to use it. It's a doozy, Kyle.
I believe you.
It's a doozy.
Most of the things on Reddit are pretty doozy.
This one is so out of the wheelhouse. When I read it, I'm like, it's not even that scary, but it's just so bizarre, I have to share it with everybody. So I'm going to do that, and I'll just let you, you guys just let us know what you think. It'll be fine.
Let's
get it.
Everything
will be fine. Okay, this comes from Reddit user Possible Throwaway from the Humanoid Encounters thread on Reddit. I'm just going to jump right into it. It says, pardon the throwaway account, but I don't want my friends in real life to think I've lost my mind. This event took place a few months ago. There really isn't much to say, but I don't understand what happened. I live on a farm out in the middle of nowhere that raises sheep and goats. I usually get up every morning around 7 a.m. to go feed them, but something peculiar happened on this specific morning. I'll try to cut out most of the useless details, but I did my usual morning routine, then went down to feed the sheep. I went down to the fence, and I saw something odd at the far end of the sheep pen. At first, I thought the sheep was hanging from a fence post, but as I got closer, I realized that the sheep was standing on its hind legs. The realization made me freeze in my tracks about 10 feet away from the animal. I just stood there in silence for a moment. Maybe after 30 seconds of standing still, the sheep turned and looked at me. It didn't even seem fazed that I was watching it. It just said, oh, good morning, and dropped back on all fours, and went to eat with the rest of the sheep. The voice was definitely a man's voice, but there was something off about it, like a man who'd just been kicked in the throat. I genuinely have no clue what happened here. I don't live anywhere near skinwalker territory, so that's out of the question. And it wasn't malicious in any way. It was actually quite polite. As insane as that sounds, is there even such a thing as a harmless skinwalker? I'm not schizophrenic, and I know I wasn't hallucinating. I just don't have any clue what I could have seen. So, okay. Kyle, that's it. What's up, Kyle?
I have no idea. Like, you're listening to it, the story, and you're like, okay, yeah.
A sheep on its back feet, it's weird, but it's not out of the, you know, like, it could happen.
For sure. And I'm like, okay, so what? And then it's like, oh, hey, good morning. How you doing? It's like, well, wait a minute. This is not supposed to be fucking happening.
The first thing I thought of, if you've seen the movie The Witch, or Witch.
I don't think so.
Oh, it came out a couple years ago, and it's pretty good, but they have a demonic goat in there named Black Phillip, and he talked to the two little girls in the story, and I just made me think of he always would say live deliciously, and I'm like, well, man, I wish that sheep would have said that.
No, that'd have made the story a lot scarier. I don't know. Like, this is so far out of my fucking wheelhouse that I have no idea. Other than the dude, I mean, I don't want to discredit the person submitting it. But I mean, I could definitely understand why you did it under a throwaway count, because I'd be worried of the same thing, that everybody's thinking that I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's just so, I don't know, like, the first thing you think of is a skinwalker, right? Because they can take the form of animals and all that.
Yeah.
But then it just being cool and nonchalant, like, oh, hey, what up? I'm gonna go eat this grass now later.
Yeah. Just hanging out.
I was reading through the comments and stuff, and I found somebody that posted up this comment. It says, this sounds a lot like it has some similarities to the Irish legend of the Puka, P-U-C-A. There's a variation between what you'll find on the internet and what actual Irish people say. The gist of the version of the myth I have heard repeatedly is that the puka is a spirit who disguises itself as various animals, and you don't know anything is wrong until it stands up on two legs and looks directly at you. I've met people who swear they've seen it, which is pretty weird.
Kind of fits the bill.
Yeah, I mean, it falls right into it, and it's something that I've never heard before, so I'm going to have to do some more research.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know.
I mean, you take an animal standing on its hind legs, and to me, there's not a whole lot that's special about that. Because I could see almost any animal pulling it off. But as this story would so have it, the fact that the animal talks is something out of this fucking world.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. If it would have happened to me, I probably would have just went back inside and went to bed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm writing today off. It's going to be fine.
That'd be like, this didn't happen. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but somebody needs to go back to sleep.
The more I treaded through the thread, other people are coming forward with kind of the same thing, which is bizarre that there's more than one story, like more than one person that's encountered it. So, I mean, it's nothing that I've ever actually heard of, but it is definitely weird.
For sure.
Everyone's like, why don't you try to talk to it? If it was nice the first time, I'm sure it's not going to be rude and ignore you the second time. But I don't know if the poster actually did it. Another post that I saw in reference to it was that this could be a being from another plane, like an alternate dimension. And our brains are not wired, like I've said before, to be capable to process what said being looks like. So it takes something familiar around you and kind of plugs that in its place.
So kind of like a screen memory, a defense mechanism. Yeah, like a defense type mechanism. Deal.
Like in my brain, I feel like if we see something from an alternate reality, it's going to make us go crazy.
Probably.
Like we just cannot. I feel like the beings would be so different that we could not process it. Because whenever you see something or hear something, your immediate reaction is to try to familiarize yourself
right.
with it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, plug something in here that I know. Kind of like you with your eyes sighting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of where I think this goes. And if it is something, like, I don't know, it's bizarre. It's a bizarre story.
It is. It's, like I said, it's way out of my wheelhouse. But it's a fun story, nevertheless.
Every day I would go down to feed those sheep, I'd just be like every time I would walk back down there, I'd be like, what's up, sheep?
Yeah.
Just waiting to see if it says something back.
Motherfucker, are you plotting on me?
What are you doing today? What's up? It's bizarre.
It would have been interesting to be in that moment, to see what actually would have transpired. You know, would you have just kind of stood there dumbfounded? Or, I'm sure you would have been like, what? Like, what did you just say?
I probably would have wrote it off. I'd have been like, that didn't just happen.
Yeah.
I need to go back to sleep. I need to have a better breakfast. Something.
It's hard to tell and imagine what you would have done in that situation. You know, we all can sit here and say what we would have done, but to actually be in that person's shoes and experience it is a whole nother can of worms.
It'd be like waking up in the morning and your dog just being like, good morning.
Hey, what's
pancakes? I'd say, nope, back to bed.
Yep.
Going back to bed. I'm going to switch gears real quick on you here, but I just thought about it. I had a glitch in the Matrix encounter the other day.
Good.
I didn't tell you about it.
Good.
It's not that crazy, but it's crazy enough to talk about it. So it was the other day when you saw me when you were cleaning your car out.
Yeah.
When I was going to Walmart to get some groceries, and I was just sitting in my car listening to a podcast, finishing it off before I went into Walmart. So I'm sitting and I have my hat on, right? So as I'm just sitting there at the steering wheel, all of a sudden this drop of ice cold water rolls off the tip of my nose and onto my hoodie.
That's fucking weird.
Out of nowhere, right? The window's not open because it's not warm enough to just sit there and chill yet.
Right.
And I took a shower earlier this morning, but I was dry. My hair was dry and I had a hat on. So I took my hat off to see if it was wet, Somehow, maybe it got wet in the car or something. Completely dry. I check the ceiling of my car. Completely dry. The only remnants of water is a tiny little droplet was on my bang. So it had to,
that's fucking
it had
weird.
To come from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And
it just doesn't pop up.
And it was the thing that caught me off guard is that it was ice cold. Like almost shocked me when it hit my nose.
That's fucking weird.
I can't explain it. Like it's not like crazy wild encounter, but it was weird enough to where I'm like, it made me question it.
Well, yeah. The water just fucking come out of nowhere.
So I posted it on some social media stuff, like on Reddit, a Reddit thread, and they apparently it is a very common thing.
No shit.
Like this it's just water out of nowhere. Droplets, sometimes more than droplets, but it was so bizarre. Caught me so off guard. I'm like, where? And the crazy thing is that all of the accounts that people were talking about, it's all like ice cold water.
I thought you were going to say it all happened at Walmart.
Yes, and it's all at Walmart. That's not true. But it was just bizarre. I thought I'd share that little thing.
It was pretty cool.
It weirded me out for a second, but I'm like, whatever.
Is there any running theories on where it would come from?
They don't know. Some people are like, well, did you have your air conditioner on? Because maybe condensation blew out of your air conditioner vent or some shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't drinking a bottle of water or anything. I don't know.
That's fucking weird.
Unless my car has its own ecosystem and it just manifested.
It does.
Made like a...
Your car's terraforming
itself. Thunderstorm. Yeah. But anywho, that was my little glitch in the matrix.
Hell yeah.
Not that exciting, but exciting enough.
Hell yeah.
So we're just going to kind of shoot off the cuff here for the rest of the episode. Talk
Might
about
as
new
well.
Stuff. Stuff going on. Where do we want to start, Kyle?
I mean, I say we start with the elephant in the room.
The coronavirus.
Yep. Might as well go there.
It is here in the U.S.
Go ahead and talk your shit.
Hot and heavy now. We just saw today before we started recording, their first case is confirmed in our area in St. Louis County.
Yep.
Which is not that cool. I'm looking at live updates. I got pulled up on the computer as we speak, and it says U.S. cases pass 400.
Dope.
Which doesn't seem like that much.
It's enough.
Enough to be concerned about, I would think.
I don't think people are taking it as serious as they should, to be honest with you.
No, me either. Like, everybody who says anything about it is that it's like some panic campaign. Everybody's running through. Like, people are dying. Okay. Yeah. And I get it. The flu kills people, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's like, what about the flu? What about the flu? Well, we deal with the flu every year, and they don't lock down entire goddamn countries.
Yeah.
Which is what is happening now.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, you know, you can sit here and talk your shit and say that we're being over, you know, pulling the tinfoil hat down too far. We're doing this, we're doing that. But the way I look at it is, you know, I don't trust the news, period, the end whatsoever. Whenever an article drops and it catches my attention, I always read between the lines. I kind of formulate my truth out of that, whether it's the wrong thing to do or not. I really don't fucking care. That's just who I am. I'm not going to believe what everybody tells me, you know, at face value, especially the media, when they're known for lying about this shit. But you look at the beginning of all this, and like me and Steve had talked before, the shit, it's like out of a fucking bad horror movie. It's crazy how you had the dude from the States who got busted selling information to the Chinese, which just so happened to be at Wuhan University.
Which is epicenter.
Yes, where it all
fucking
started.
Of the damn outbreak.
It all started there. And then supposedly, whether it was truth or not, but they ironically enough have the same logo as Umbrella Corp from Resident Evil, which, like I said, it is like a fucking bad movie. And then, you know, they're like, oh, it's not so bad. It's not too bad. It's not too bad. And then you start seeing pictures of them like shutting down bridges, shutting down tunnels, dragging motherfuckers out of their home. I'm talking there are people grabbing onto the door frame, and there's guards yanking them out of their houses to take them to the camps.
I saw one up from that. I saw police, like a video of police officers barricading people into their apartments.
Fuck that.
Locking them into their damn apartments.
And like, it's not bad.
No. Right? Lysol it. Everybody's like, this Lysol shit's been kills around, the coronavirus.
This shit's been around forever, yada, yada, yada. Man, that's the thing about viruses. And they mutate. This type of shit.
They
change. They mutate. They evolve. They
change. We can change them.
Fuck yes. Especially if we've been tinkering with them, which is fucking retarded. Like, there's a patent on the coronavirus in the United States, which is fucking stupid. Why do people feel it necessary to deal with the fuck with this type of stuff? I don't understand.
Like, it's because
we're gonna learn from it. We're gonna learn how to fight this shit.
No, you're not. So much more money sick than we are healthy.
Fuck yes. That's exactly what I told my wife. I said, you watch these motherfuckers. They're gonna let it go. Then all of a sudden they're gonna have a magic cure, or what they're gonna claim is a magic cure, and then they're gonna get rich as fuck off of it. Even if it's just water in a fucking syringe, the fact that people are saying, oh, this is a corona's cure, everybody's going to go do it. Everybody. Because they don't want to be subject to this. So you're going to pay whatever you're going to pay to be quote-unquote saved.
Yeah, when was the last time that you had multiple, not just one, but multiple cruise ships quarantined because of the flu?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah, it's the flu.
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. Think about it, people. If you were the government, are you going to say, no, you know what, everybody, you should freak out because this is bad. This is bad. So start freaking out now. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to say whatever you got to say to keep us all in check, to keep us calm, to keep the cogs running in the fucking machine. That's what you're going to do. I mean, because my wife works for a company and they deal with distributors from over in China. They've got multiple letters from them saying that there's basically no workers, so production is down. iPhone had to shut down, or it backed off its production. And then my dad, he is a mechanic, and he told me the other day that they have this new $60,000 SUV coming to their lot, and they have paused all of them because most of it's coming from China. And basically America's going, nope, we don't want them.
Yeah, it's affecting everything. The stock market's down. Amazon's all fucked up.
Well, what blows me away is the fact that the dealership's going, no, we don't want them. Dad said they're having to take them somewhere and completely sanitize the entire vehicle. Then we get them. Because they don't know how long this motherfucking thing can last on surfaces.
That's nuts.
Yes. It's fucking crazy. Like, you sit here and you want to downplay it. Fucking downplay that.
Dude, and like,
tell me. Come on.
Like, the other day, I just saw that, like, it was, like, first confirmed case in Washington. So I'm like, all right. Or in the U.S. is in Washington. I was like, that's weird. And then, like, the next day I get up and it's, like, 10 deaths in Washington. I was like, well, shit, that was fucking fast. You know? And then I see, and they said half of them are from, like, the same nursing home. And I saw it was a video of an old woman talking to her husband who was in the nursing home. She was talking to her husband through the window on a phone because they wouldn't let anyone in there. Those people are confined to that building basically to die.
Yeah.
Please go over there and tell them this is something they shouldn't worry about. Be my guest.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
No, you're not, because it is serious. If it's not serious to anybody else on the planet but those people, it's still fucking serious.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, it may not be a world ender for, you know, people with good health, the young, but with anybody with compromised immune systems, which could be fucking any of us.
Yeah, especially elderly and babies.
Yeah.
Which make up a pretty large portion of the population, folks.
Yeah, and I mean, how many people out there know that they have an immune deficiency? I guarantee not enough of us.
No.
Because we don't go to the doctor every fucking day because we can't afford it. You know, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
I read it passed 100,000, in fact, actual confirmed cases, which is a lot. That's a lot of cases.
For sure.
And we get it. The flu's a big deal, yada, yada, yada. But this is not the flu.
No, we're not talking about the flu.
This is new. Like, I think it was in Italy. The first case was confirmed February 28th, and there was three people tested positive. Today, March 7th, there's almost 5,800 people testing positive. That's pretty quick. It's a pretty quick spread.
Absolutely.
It says, New York City has declared an emergency. Thousands of people on a cruise ship remain 50 miles off the coast of California waiting on testing. So they're just flat. That is something out of a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was actually one of the quarantine movies took place on a damn cruise ship.
Of course it did.
France has 1,000 cases. They're talking about locking down parts of northern Italy. Like, how do you lock down a geographical region?
You're probably going to have to use the military.
And we don't, China has such a hold on their social media. We don't even know. The information we're getting is what they let out.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from these little snippets of the private sector telling us how infinitely worse it is than what we're actually hearing. So are you just supposed to drink the Kool-Aid and be like, oh, China's got it taken care of, when people are releasing videos of them driving down the damn street in multiple trucks just blowing disinfectant out of the back? there's cities where there isn't even any cars. The most populated country on the planet, there's nobody even outside. So it's not serious.
You know, and okay, let's change gears and go in the opposite road here. Let's say this is all just kind of a fear-mongering campaign. It's still fucking bad.
Yeah, you know, said Italy, just growing. Italy doubled this week.
In infections?
Yeah.
Of course they did. You know, and even if those infections aren't real, even if this is all fucking made up and it's not a big deal,
Here I'm hacking and coughing as we're talking about the coronavirus.
It's still going to be a big deal because you're getting people so worked up that it's still going to be a fucking issue.
Yeah. And
you know, like, regardless.
We don't even know. Like, I hear about the whole bat soup thing and everybody like, oh, if China didn't eat weird stuff, then this wouldn't have started. Well, that's the dumbest cop out I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, sure, if you want to be funny and take a shot, okay, sure. I see the comedic value in that. But aside from that, like, just because you eat something fucking weird doesn't mean you're going to get something all the time.
No. Here, this shows... The virus.
My wife likes
infected.
Pickles. I don't fucking like pickles. They're gross.
Did she get the coronavirus from pickles?
Probably.
Yeah, if you ask the internet, she did.
Well, yeah. That or she has cancer. So.
The virus has infected more than 105,700 people at this time. 400 plus cases in the U.S., 5,800 plus in Italy, 5,800 plus in Iran, 80,000 plus in China, and 1,100 in Japan.
Dope.
That's not speaking of the lower cases throughout the world, Australia and South America.
You know, and there's, like, I think it was San Francisco was trying to declare a state of emergency. I mean, there's always people that are, or places, I should say, that are trying to prep for it and get ready, because there's studies that have hit that said 70% of the world's population is going to become infected. Doesn't mean you're going to die, but you'll at least have gotten it.
And that being said, makes me think about this in a different light. So what if this was lab created, right? Bear with me here.
Which I think it is.
So it's proven that it's not that lethal. It's lethal to immune system compromised people. But what if this is just a test trial to check and see how contagious they can make it? Because this thing is pretty damn contagious.
Absolutely.
You know, over 100,000 people in 2 months, that's pretty contagious.
Yep.
And the way it spreads through touch and just, like, it's almost the perfect fear mechanism. Like, the only way you're going to be able to protect yourself is to stay inside.
Oh, and there's a lot of people thinking that order is just down the pipe.
Yeah, which they have the reason to do so. So if it was created, we know that the there's so many different tangents, you're just going to have to bear with me. We know that the whole big uproar about the Chinese government was going on, right?
Yeah.
And they were resisting, they were rioting, they were trying to make better of their situation. Then all of a sudden, COVID-19 hits. Now, everywhere is abandoned. Everyone's staying inside. So, that just leads credence to maybe it was created. That being said, they pretty much got it spot on to make it to be a worldwide contagion. They showed it's easy, you know, just a couple flights, a couple cruises can get this spread. And like with Italy, for example, you only needed 3 people essentially to start it off. And now there's almost 6,000 2 weeks later.
Right.
What if they go back in and tweak this thing and make it more fatal? They already know it can spread. What if it's a test run? And the more I think about it, what was that shit a couple years ago with all the Walmart FEMA death camps and all that shit? Yeah. What was that called? Jade Helm?
Jade Helm, yeah.
And there was the videos of all the damn body bags.
Yep.
And all the damn coffins, the FEMA coffins and shit.
Yep.
What if this is all like tied? Like that just hit my brain. That hit my brain as I was sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, what if this is all tied together?
Dude, I mean, like I've said before, when it comes to this type of shit, like,
Georgia Guidestone say? 500,000?
I don't remember. It was some really low number.
They were vandalized the other day, by the way.
No shit.
Yep.
That's fucked up. But I have a saying where, you know, I'm playing chess while you're playing checkers. I think that the powers that be are playing chess, except they're playing on like a fucking cube, and each side of that is a chessboard. Like, we don't even see half the fucking chessboards that are being played.
Oh, no.
You know, and it could very well all be tied together. Or, I mean, hell, this could literally be an accident where they were fucking with something. It did accidentally get out. But regardless, they're going to learn from this. They're going to apply it somewhere to make money off it and to control us. I mean, I don't understand how people don't see that avenue either, because we are all cogs in the machine. And, you know, back to the Georgia Guidestones, that number to me doesn't make sense, because like we at least in America, we allow the most wealthiest people in the country to dictate what the rest of us do, which is fucking asinine. It's crazy. But they need us. They need the cogs in the machine. They need us to make their money, because without us, they're not going to make their money. So why rid the world's population of all of us workers when it doesn't really benefit them? You know what I mean?
Unless they're at the point to where they don't need to make any more money.
That is very possible.
You know what I mean? Like, very possible. They're set. And again, the more I read on this, like the first casualty in Argentina happened. A 64-year-old man had returned from a trip to Europe on February 25th. He got sick February 28th with a fever, a cough, and sore throat. Sounds just like what anybody has, right?
Right.
February 28th. What is that? 8 days ago. 1 week he got sick and then died.
And died.
That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, and he was 64, he said? 64-year-old man?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was up there in age. I wouldn't call him elderly, but
he died, and his test came back positive today.
There you go.
Didn't even know he had it.
I think that's how it would be for a lot of us. A lot of us aren't even going to know that we have it.
Yep.
Because we're not going to go, you know, and I hope that we're wrong. I really do. I hope that it's not a big deal. I hope that the majority of people are going to survive it. I really do, because dealing with a pandemic, a global pandemic like that, would be fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it's already getting to the point to where it's like horror movie level shit. The canceled South by Southwest down in Houston, that huge concert, gets a whole bunch of people together and canceled it outright. They're saying that the venue numbers for March Madness are going to be down the tubes because of people not wanting to get out. I read earlier that in Italy, all major sporting events has banned fans from attending. Players are going to be playing in empty stadiums.
That's wild.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So you have to give a little bit of credit to some governments involved for trying to keep it on the low. I saw on Amazon and shit that, like, they had a case of masks, right? Like, little just cheapo breathable masks.
Yeah.
We use all the time. Normally, they had, it was a case of four boxes full of these. They sold for $19.99. They were on there for almost $2,000.
Holy shit.
Dude, toilet paper.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw on the news, people just hoarding toilet paper. Like, are you going to get the shits when you get this or
probably.
What?
But that's what I'm saying.
Build a toilet paper castle?
That's the problem with fucking humanity right there. Is you're like, yo, this is in demand. Guess what? If I buy a shitload of them, I'm going to jack this fucking price up. And people are still going to pay for it because they're scared. That's who we are as humans. Let's have a round of applause as to the path of evolution we have chosen for our species. Congratulations, guys.
They don't even know
fucking horrible.
Like, they don't even know the death rate yet. So people are saying, how can you say it's not serious when the World Health Organization doesn't even know how fatal it is? I'm reading that it said most experts thought that it was a 1% fatality rate. Well, according to numbers they took this week, it's almost up to 4% now.
Well,
so either it's growing, getting more fatal, or we don't even know how many people have or how many people have died because there's not enough people that have been tested. Some of the tests don't even work. You know, they don't even know what they're dealing with. And a lot of people that die here lately could have been written off as the flu.
Absolutely.
Because absolutely. They're not tested.
Absolutely. And something else that I heard that I'm going to go ahead and bring up is, and it blows my mind how this type of shit can happen. And I'm not in the medical field. So if there is people out there and you can correct me, by all means do so. I want this type of information. But
excuse me.
I heard a projection that within or by mid to late summer or within 18 months, there is a possibility of a cure. Like, that is their projection for a cure for this thing. My question is how the fuck, how can you give a projection of a cure for something that we don't even know anything about this fucking thing? It hit us like a ton of bricks. It just came out of left field, started knocking everybody the fuck out. And now you're just going to be like, oh, we can get a cure midsummer. We got this.
Just ballparking
like,
it.
We got this. That tells me you're either full of shit. Our, I guess, medical field is way more advanced than what they let on. Or you motherfuckers knew about this.
You already have a cure.
Yes.
You're going to wait till the summer to
yes.
see how shitty this gets.
Yes.
Wait for people to get into a point of desperation to where they'll pay $10,000 a test.
Yep.
To make sure that their kid doesn't have coronavirus and just go to the bank.
Yeah, what fucking parent wouldn't do that?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
And you mark my words, this will be the one fucking loan they automatically say yes to.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, well, yeah, sure, we got you.
70% interest, all yours, dog.
Oh, yeah, fuck, we got you. Can't go in there and get a loan for $3,000, but you can fucking go there and get them for 10 when you're dying.
Yeah. Women's World Hockey Championships in Canada are canceled due to the virus. It's the first time it's canceled, interestingly enough, since 2003. The Women's World Hockey Championship have been canceled once before in 2003 when they were hosted in Beijing during the SARS outbreak in China, which is similar to the coronavirus.
Yeah, I heard that they were using like a mixture of like Ebola cures and shit.
I read somewhere that the way the virus attaches to human cells is very similar to SARS and Ebola, which is weird, which makes it sound almost even more so that it had been created and messed with in a lab.
Come on. It's definitely been created. For me, there's no doubt about it. You can call me a fucking nut job, and I'll take that title. I don't care. I fully believe that it was created. And I just don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that it was purposely released. I don't know if it was an accident or not. I could see it being either way, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Here's another cruise ship. So there was the one, the Diamond Princess, that was quarantined for so long. Yeah. Now we've got another one off the coast of California that's quarantined. Here's a third one from Saturday. It's called the Costa Fortuna. Became the latest luxury liner to be kept at sea over coronavirus fears, after Malaysia and Thailand denied entry for fear that 64 passengers from Italy could have brought the virus on board.
No.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that? It's just a floating coffin.
Well, I don't blame these countries for saying no.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And that's the one thing that...
That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's the one thing the United States should... Everybody should stop being pansies about. And whenever, you know, they're like, hey, we're shutting down our borders for a while, everybody should go, yeah, that's probably a really good idea.
Yep.
Probably a really good idea.
Because think if this thing was more lethal, you know what they'd do to these ships? They'd sink them some
bitches. Fuck yes, they would. That or catch them on fire.
They would sink them. Because it reminds me of a fucking zombie movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Have you ever seen the movie Quarantine?
Yeah, I saw one of them, but... You know, even to hit off on that, I mean, I just recently listened to the World War Z audiobook, and it literally fucking starts the exact same way. It starts in China. China hides the numbers. They think they have it under control. Then next thing you know, boom, it's worldwide, and there's nothing you can fucking do about it.
Oh, yeah, which brings up another tangent. So we're gonna do this episode and call it just, like, freestyle, but now this episode is officially the coronavirus episode, so yeah. We almost talked shit for an hour.
Yeah.
So... A Dean Koontz book from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it The Eyes of Darkness? Something like that. I can't remember which one it was. But he talks about a virus, right? A respiratory virus that was created in a lab. And it was called Wuhan 700 or Wuhan 400. Let me look it up. And I'll let you guys know.
But it specifically used Wuhan.
Yeah. How fucking crazy is that? That he uses... The exact fucking, Wuhan 400 in his book, The Eyes of Darkness.
And it was in 1981.
Yeah. How crazy is that, that he nailed the exact spot.
It was all going to pop off.
Of the epicenter in that book 30 years ago.
40 years ago. He's a time traveler.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, I know we got into this on the internet, on the Facebook. I'm not saying that Dean Koontz... predicted the Wuhan virus, predicted coronavirus. I'm just saying that it's weird that he talked about a lab-created virus, any virus, and called it Wuhan 400. And then corona kicks up, epicenter in Wuhan, China.
At the very least, it's weird.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's very weird similarities.
It is bizarre.
It is bizarre. It's out of this world. I think that... And maybe, I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care. Because I think that in this field that me and Steve walk, I think that it's good to be a conspiracy theorist. I think it's good to believe in the possibility of cryptids and things out of this world. Because the way I see it is that it's kind of like being a modern day explorer, right? Especially with the cryptid world.
What fun is it to know everything?
Exactly. And I mean, they're finding new species in the ocean and shit every fucking day. The possibilities are endless. And if you go back in time and Steve's like, Kyle, I know how to create electricity and make light bulbs. And I'm going to go, the fuck you do. You're stupid. You're on drugs.
I say, we're about to get rich.
But my point is that there's always people who doubt you. And are going to tell you, no, it's not possible, because they're narrow-minded. And for me, this is fun. This is fun to think outside the box. But as far as the conspiracy side goes, for, like me and Steve were just talking about before this episode, for every five conspiracies that get debunked or pushed to the side, there's always that one that gets proven true. And, I think conspiracy theorists get bad raps because they ask the crazy questions. What's wrong with asking the crazy questions?
Yeah.
You know, because we should be asking questions to our government every fucking day. I mean, where's our money going? Why are we getting taxed so hard? What the fuck's up with this coronavirus? Why can't we ask? Why, as the American people, why can't we ask these questions? Why are we not allowed to? Why are we called kooks and crazy and everything else?
The more that I just keep firing off at tangents. I saw that the Corona beer is taking super bad hits.
I heard about that.
Goddamn Chinese restaurants. People have stopped eating at Chinese restaurants fear. Like, how? That blows my mind. Like, that's how
ignorant people are.
The public today wants to combat the virus.
Yeah,
I ain't drinking none of that Corona beer.
Yeah, that beer has the same name.
Get
fuck
damn
that.
Sick, boy.
That's how uneducated we are.
Good thing it wasn't the damn Budweiser virus.
That's how uneducated we are.
It's just, I don't know, man.
Or maybe uneducated is a bad word. Maybe it's just you get in that fear state and you don't think clear. Like, it just, everything pops at a different.
That's exactly it. It's fear.
Know?
It's fear. And I feel like it's warranted. Man, people are dying. People are sick all over the world and people are dying. It's
right.
It's a warranted fear. But again, I keep seeing those videos that are coming out of China of the people getting drug out of their homes.
That's scary.
People getting boarded into their homes. Like I said, that is some Hollywood crazy movie shit. People just screaming into the night, locked into their apartment high rises and shit. Yep. Like, that's
nuts. I mean, and then like when it was popping off in Italy, and you saw grocery stores just under attack, like people rioting,
fighting over bread
and water, and that's exactly what would happen if it started to get bad.
Us as a human race cannot handle catastrophes.
No, not at all.
Now. Not at all. Not in today's world. They
no,
just
we're
cannot.
Too we're too reliant.
Yeah. Yeah, we exactly it.
Yeah.
If this turns into something off the charts bad in 6 months, like to the point to where banks crash and shit, like how many of you got cash on hand at home?
Oh, there's people.
How many of you live on plastic, and if the banks crash, what are you going to do?
There are people pulling their money as we speak because they're worried. There are people out there projecting that this is basically going to cause a depression again.
The largest stock market crash on record happened last week.
Right.
Dow took a fucking tank. So you can't say that it's not a big deal when it's affecting every aspect of people's lives.
Yeah, and imagine what's going to happen if I know this is a huge shot in the dark, but just run with me. Imagine this in your head. Imagine you're at home, you know, 5 o'clock news comes on and it breaks, and they just say, you know what, in order to keep everybody alive, you need to stay indoors.
St. Louis is locked down.
Don't leave.
Don't leave your home. Locked down. New York's locked down. Washington, D.C. is locked down.
Then what the fuck
Miami's
are we going to do?
Down.
Because me personally, I literally, and I'm not exaggerating, I literally do not get paid unless I am at work working.
Yep.
I have no sick time, no vacation, no nothing. So that leaves me fucked as far as money goes. I'm fucked.
And even beyond that, beyond the money aspect, like I don't know about how you live, but I don't keep a whole lot of like foodstuffs here.
No.
Most of the time it's just me and Sarah. So we kind of just go with the flow. We have like 2 weeks worth of groceries tops.
Yes, for sure.
And if you're quarantined for a month, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's their apparent projection. If you do get the coronavirus, they want you to stay quarantined for at least 30 days.
So it might not be a bad idea to grab a couple cases of water. I'm not saying buy every roll of toilet paper on the shelf, but it's not bad to be prepared.
Not at all. I mean, hell, you go to like the CDC and everything, they recommend that, you know, everybody has a month worth of water and food on hand at all times.
Yeah.
You know, that's for every natural disaster.
Buy some canned goods. Get some crackers, you know, some ramen noodles.
Yeah. I think water is going to be your best and most important thing to get. And like Steve said, we're not saying go out there and be fucking doomsday preppers.
Dude, we have both worked in the retail industry on the food side here in the Midwest, in St. Louis. we know how batshit crazy people get when the snow starts to fall or there's ice predicted in the forecast. People around here think they are going to get snowed and iced in for months.
Oh, yeah.
Months on end. I've seen people fight over a carton of eggs because of some snow. Can you wrap your brain around if we get the news that they're shutting down, they're shutting everything down?
You might as well not even go to the grocery store. No. Because that'd be a war zone. It'll be a fucking war zone.
It's crazy.
And you know damn good well in our parts, somebody's probably going to take a gun.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And start strong-arming everybody.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised because people are going to be that afraid.
It's wild, man. So our we're already almost at an hour. We might as well just wrap it up.
Fuck yeah.
So our freestyle episode turned into coronavirus episode.
Woo woo.
Yeah, anyone affected by this illness, please, please, please do your due diligence to try to make yourself better. Try to protect those around you. Get to the doctor. I don't know if there's anything they can do at this point, but the best thing would be to probably get diagnosed early. If you're feeling shitty, here I'm talking, being a hypocrite because I've been hacking my lungs out the last 2 weeks and I didn't do anything about it. But anyhow, just if you start feeling bad, go get yourself checked out.
Yeah, nip it in the butt. And if you think, maybe do a little bit of self-quarantining, you know? If you're feeling extra shitty, don't go to fucking work.
Stay home.
Don't be that person. Don't go to work like that.
Don't be like me and go to work sick.
Don't be that person. I fucking hate those people.
You would have hated me the last 2 weeks.
I would have. I would have been pissed.
I drug my ass to fucking work every day.
I'd have been pissed. I'm a tree trimmer, and there are a lot of us. Like I said, we don't get paid unless we're there. I don't know how many times motherfuckers have showed up disgusting sick. And I look at them like, what?
Open mouth sneezing.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Go home.
And they said, we don't get paid unless we come in.
I don't care. Prep for that shit.
All right. So this went a different direction than we thought. Anyway, check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Yeah. Just search up Hollow Sky Podcast and come and interact with us. Hang out. Leave us some memes. Leave us some interesting articles and shit. Tell us some scary stories.
Yeah.
You know the deal. Until next time, stay weird. Wash your damn hands. Don't touch your face, and just stay alive.